And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love, and welcome to Daybreak. I want to continue our conversation about navigating the new normal, especially as many countries and states begin to reopen to business and to everyday life. And I think this is important because while we may agree or disagree about the various processes and motivations behind reopening, I think we can all agree that things will never be quite the way they were. And that's a good thing. Our ways of communicating, socializing, teaching, learning, buying, shopping, providing, have all been influenced. Everything has shifted. What we consider valuable and essential has shifted. And many of us don't want or choose to proceed as we did before. So what I want to chat about today is balance. Balance in terms of divine authority and action. The balance between being the participant and being the observer. And how do we discern how and when to do what? When I'm using the term divine authority, it means acting in alignment with divine mind, heart, and will. I think the best explanation I can offer is simply to quote the Divine Mother. She said, "You're deputized," and she said it to many of us. And then she put a 5-pointed gold star on my chest. Divine authority means that we are acting on behalf of the Mother, Father, One. It doesn't negate our personal authority. In fact, to me, it makes that feeling of responsibility even bigger, like I better not screw up because the Mother's counting on me. In divine authority, there's no real room for ego. Personality, the delightful expression of our unique selves, of who we really are, yes, of course. But ego and self-interest, absolutely not. It really does keep bringing us back to that fundamental question of what would love do? Divine authority is us, each of us, accepting the mantle of responsibility to act on behalf of the Mother here on Earth, on Gaia, in building and birthing the new normal. But part of the question I've been looking at, for about the last 30 years, but in terms of right now, how do we know when to act? How do we know when to step forward, when to speak up, when to stay quiet and simply hold the center? You know that old saying, discretion is the better part of valor. I'm not sure that that's really true in our new normal. Someone has to speak up. Now, I'm not saying it's any kind of all right to off someone in public. It's not. Shaming is atrocious, and it certainly isn't of love. We've all had our fill of that, of people being belittled or ignored. Let's get rid of that one for sure. Personally, when I have an issue with someone, I try to work it out in private. One-on-one, that's how I like to be treated. I think one of the things that has me thinking about this issue all week is that while we're seeing wonderful acts of kindness, of selflessness, we're also seeing a growing sense of divisiveness, of people taking quite strident positions about who's right, who's wrong, who's in, who's not. I mean, Nova Earth, our beloved planet, is supposed to be a world that works for everyone. It's not about the in crowd. It's not about this group or that group. It's not about punishment or revenge or rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Nova Earth is inclusive, with room for all kinds of diversity. Diversity is the gift. Different cultures, different practices, different ways of seeking or defining the divine. And yet what I'm witnessing in this stridency is that lines are being drawn, lines that divide rather than unite. Obviously, I'm certainly not seeing this everywhere, but I'm seeing it enough to be concerned, to speak up about it, particularly in the light worker and love holder community, where unity, not uniformity, but unity is really needed. That's the goal. There is so much information, misinformation, and disinformation out there right now. What seems to be a popular tactic is to take a thread of truth and then weave a whole drama scenario around it. Conspiracy theories have become the soup du jour. It has my head spinning, and frankly, my heart breaking. It seems that everyone in office, be it elected or administrative, is corrupt and not to be trusted. The American president is either the hero or the anti-hero. Don't pay attention to what he does, what he says. Listen to the secret codes that he uses when he speaks to his people. Organizations with thousands of people all over the world who have dedicated their lives to helping really have secret agendas to harm us. Everyone's malign. It's mind-boggling. It's confusing. And to me, it's deeply disturbing. Yes, I know. The council has told us that all the chaos and mayhem has to come to the surface to be cleared. But do we have to add to it? I mean, there's plenty enough wrong without adding anything to that mix. And how does this vitriol, this confrontational stance, how does this really help in creating Nova Earth, of anchoring our new normal? Which brings us right back, full circle, to divine authority and when to act and how to act. If I had a magic wand, I would put all of this on pause. Oh, wait a minute. That's exactly what our beloved mother has done. This has been and is a time for each of us, individually and collectively, to reassess for our beautiful self what's true, what's valuable, what looks and feels and tastes and sounds like love. This is the gift that we're being given. This mother's time to deeply assess if we're ready to proceed. If we're ready to proceed in balance, to really assume our divine authority, to act not in ways of conflict or even controversy, but to act in ways of love, of fairness, of kindness, consideration. I know, and yes, I trust, the truth of all kinds of things is working its way to the surface. And I think all of us are going to be surprised. And I don't think any of us has the full story. And that's all right, because that's what unfoldment is all about. The mother has told us there is always more. And I choose to see this as more good, more fairness, more truth, more love. I trust, I believe, and yes, in my divine knowing, I say I know. It's going to be all right, because if we proceed in love and turn away from confusion and conflict, of finger pointing, then the truth will emerge. And with that truth and the wisdom that we glean from this process of the pause, the new normal will be a solid foundation for all of us together in our divine authority to build Nova Earth. So stay centered, be discerning, turn off the news, the internet, and listen to your heart. And meanwhile, thanks for listening to me. Until the next time, from my heart to yours, all my love. Bye for now.